olacak gibi görünüyor.
She never got up and funded, did she?
No.
Joyce, have you got such a thing as a big brimmed hat? We're going to a musical, you know, and I want one of them big hats.
Old time musical.
Oh, I am.
Barbara Windsor.
When are you going?
March.
21st of March.
21st. I don't know if I kept that one I had. I had a big white one with a flower on it. I don't know if I kept it or not, or whether I put it away.
I've been phoned us this morning, they're all getting dressed up. Well, I can find a scarf.
Yeah. No, you're asking me, I don't wear a hat.
I don't.
I have two of those big hats for ages. I'd had them, you know, at a wedding.
Yeah.
And I had them in plastic bags on top of wardrobe. I kept moving them and cleaning underneath them, putting them back in.
It's the best thing to do. Right, I'll find it.
Yeah, and they have furniture outside usually.
Does he?
Yeah. You've
see that coffee table, what your Audrey got.
Oh, it's beautiful. But Air Brian's got a flat, you know, the handicaps on. He's just got a flat.
Oh, yeah.
A little one bedroom. So we'll see if they've got any nice stuff that we can just help him furnish it.
They have everything cheap. They've got a lovely sideboard in there for £25.
I said, he don't want a lot of big furniture.
And
I mean, I've got a little
chair.
China cabinet.
And they've got wardrobe.
He's got a built-in wardrobe, and he's just got room for a chest of drawers, which we've already given him.
Yeah.
And his bed, which we give him. Just bought a new one for
ourselves.
He's going
to be all right on his own, though.
Well, we're going to try. You know, he's got to try to see if he can manage.
Does he want to?
Oh, yeah.
He wants to.
What is it? 5 pence a strip,
is
it? What? You have to watch me.
I know.
I'm going to put them there.
I know you've got some there,
You've got to put your name on back of them.
Yeah.
Don't just put JCR 15. You don't need to
put your name. Is Otto Murder, have they heard about going to hospital yet?
You what, love?
After him, have you heard about going to hospital?
He's been. No, he's not going to go into hospital. He's been down to see him and he said he's not to the stage yet that he needs an operation.
Oh, is he?
And he wanted to discharge him, but Tom says, no, I don't want discharging.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Tom said he was bad.
He's got to go again in 6 months.
He said he was bad for the tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's...
Are they going to wait while a certain time?
No, what it is is... What it is when he feels he wants to go to the toilet, he's got to go. He's told him that he can do it, he can have an operation for this, you know, but I think it's a case of he don't want to do it until he gets that incontinent.
Yeah.
And Tom don't want that. Tom's wanting to stop on the list. He's keeping him on.
Yeah.
He's keeping him on the list.
Yeah.
He's got to go again in 6 months' time.
Oh,
I think it's a case if Tom says do it private, they'll be doing it, you know what
they'll
I mean?
They'll do it, They'll do it straight away then. We have to get Ollie went private for his back because we waited and waited and we were in agony.
Yeah.
And in the end I said to him, look, I said, tell that doctor when you go, if you were going up. I said, tell him. You want to go private, you're quite. And as soon as he said that, I picked the phone up, made him an appointment straight away there and then. It's not
terrible.
Come on, Ollie's waiting to put your tickets in for you.
Don't
you just want to fold him in half,
otherwise
I'll have to get me.
Just fold them in half.
I'll do them, remember next time.
You don't want to overpower your first time.
No.
We went and had a look round B&Q and MFI and that yesterday, we were there from...
Yeah.
About 12 till 4:15 it was when we come home looking around. God, you know, it's terrible looking around there.
Did you see that big fire in Scunthorpe?
What, Paul Ayres
again,
was
it?
Yes. Do you think it's somebody came there and kept
it? Is that somebody who's got it? It's in for him or
he's cashing in on the insurance.
Had that while he's hiring somebody. Yeah, he's hiring it, cashing in on the insurance.
Hey, it could be they're cashing in on it.
Yeah. That thing's going, I've got to, this woman come round and she wants to sing the language. So she's give us some tapes. She just wants to hear a conversation.
Good.
I'm just telling you.
She'll say, I don't recognise that one when I open my mouth.
Are you taping us?
Rub it down.
Oh, I can sue you.
She's taping us.
We're going to be on our best behaviour.
Everybody, if I tell him, everybody will say,
don't swear. I once told one of our friends a joke. Well, I told her a couple of jokes. They weren't real crude, but they were just,
Yeah.
And she was at a party at the Sun's.
Oh, no, they're both here.
They're both here, she said. Mrs. and Mrs.
They've been for a long time, then, too, so they're crossed up.
Maybe they've not been, so they give them so long and then they cross them off the books, don't they?
Yeah.
You've 19
now.
She put them in even though you've not paid yourself.
Well, they've been taken off, have they?
Well, I would have thought that she would put them in if you haven't paid yourself. You know, you're not a member, are you, unless you've paid yourself.
Yeah. Well, they'll be crossed off. They've not been paid yourself.
That's what she said, they're going to be crossed off. I'm good, I'm not drinking in the week. That's just what I can do with now.
Bring it back. No, I don't need
it. Here, I'll read it. I will love that. Fire Island. It's not too big, is it? Yeah. I don't know. People have got time. I start reading it. It's been doing Seneca Elder.
I won't get some books. It's always stuck in our
Yeah. Tell her when we're in, I might just But I don't even have time to read it.
You know, we've even cancelled newspapers, us.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, we have a newspaper.
Oh, I like a newspaper.
We never look at them, Joyce.
Well, I never look at them. Well, we've got a bit of a
Look what we're on television.
And that was
sometimes do crossword, but not very often. Yeah. And that was it.
Well,
so what we do now, we've just started it.
Yeah.
We rent a teletext, 22-inch, for £7 a month.
Yeah.
Bravo.
£7 a month.
I used to pay 15 quid for the years ago to rent a set.
Yeah. It's a lovely they're just for the our age group, you know. You've got to be old age pension.
I can't get it.
£7
a month,
and it's a lovely television.
They were costing us 10 quid a month for newspapers.
Yeah. We're costing you £10 a month for newspapers. That's unbelievable, that, isn't it?
It's 25.
Well, it's costing
£2.
We could get a 20-inch one for £6.
A 20-inch for
£6. And you know where it is? You know, not the Waterdale. The
Colonnade.
The Colonnade. Coal veins. In there. We went in there, and we went in Saturday, and it's a, one of them black ones, you know. In fact, it's better than the television we've got.
We've got. It's a slim line. It's on that
slim.
One.
And it's a 22-inch.
He fetched it in and he bunged it down and I said, that's not a 22. He said, it is. So when he'd gone,
we measured it,
weren't
it? It was 19, so we knew it wasn't.
Hey, you tried to fast of your light. Anyway, yeah. he come yesterday and brought us a 22.
Yeah. Do they do videos then? I don't know if they do them on for the old age people, but we've got a video.
Video we could do with it.
We've got a video, but it's quite old one. You know, we've had it since Brian was 16.
The video's gone, but is it irreparable?
No, we took it to this bloke, and I don't know what he's done with it because it played before we took it. When he said it weren't worth doing, and when we brought it back, it won't even roll now, or even play now, will it? So what he's done with it, I don't know.
Because I we know
the drop, you know, the video
drop. Oh, no, we what's the name of it?
I know a bloke at Waddeth, and he's very, very good with video. Yeah, he really is. But you take it to him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a business. And he'll tell you whether it's worth repairing or not.
Well, he said it wasn't, but like I say, it weren't too bad. bad when we took it. It would play, but we wouldn't even when we brought it back. And he said to when we went to pick it up, he said, is there a tape? Well, left a tape in there. And he said, I don't know. And Alex said, well, how the heck can you bloody try to mend it if you don't just go for the tape in all that? You know, so what
it sounds like somebody mended our washer.
Nobody's in business.
It's a shop.
Oh, that's come from a...
Yeah, this bloke had it.
When he mended our washing machine.
It should have sent out for about 7 or 8 hundred.
Yeah.
I think
it's
made it to make sure that
you
didn't mend.
Oh, him on the ash hill. I took mine to him.
Who's that?
What did you took to him, Joyce? Was it the video or television? And I won't leave it with him. He's a right cowboy.
I think it was advertising in advertising or something like that.
I took something to him.
You took something, did you?
And he didn't even know how to take bloody back off. I had to show him how to take it. I said, oh, I'm not leaving this way in. Now what video?
Yeah.
What
video?
Was it? Well, because it's... Oh, I beg you. That's how I love it. My fault for being that way. I'm always doing that, putting me over that. It's a right old one, you know, I mean, it's about 10, 12 years old now, this video.
Yeah.
So I'll show you how old it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
he said when they get to how old, about 7 years, is you can expect them to start going like then, you know. And I think what he's wanted to do, he wanted to sell them.
Do they just sell one lot like again? It's the same again.
Same again.
And that's
it then.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I will get some.
Well, you'll be singing a bit later on.
Oh, will we?
Yes. Well. And I dread, I keep trying hats on.
Who's wedding?
My daughter. I tell you, I looked in British home stores, you know, like these wide brim things, and put it down, it comes down here.
I think it's still there. Where livestock market used to be, them gates.
Yeah.
Go through there, and it's somewhere around that area. They sell veils and things and bits for hats, don't they?
Just say you've got something on. Because I bought one of them, it was like a little pillbox thing for me son.
And then you want to buy filming if
that's what I want. That'd be a good idea, and I can decorate it. That's the awful part. I tried one of them with a big bit here, and I tried it on. It looked like a tit on a pimple. I said, God, what am I going to do? No, I haven't got my outfit yet.
When is your wedding coming up?
April 4th.
Oh, is it?
She came home from abroad in September. You know, from Korea down. That was her that came in Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
She came home. She said, I'm not dancing no more. I'm finished. She said, all right, fair enough. She's joining, trying for the police.
And then you come up the hill to her.
She comes on holiday with us in the October. She came home September, come on holiday in the October. She met this young fella. They got engaged at Christmas. And they're getting married. Yeah. It's in the Air Force.
Oh, yeah.
It's
So he's getting married in uniform with all his blue and white, and I said, oh, blooming
hell. Yeah,
no, that's what he said. Yeah, yeah. Now, his son, he got married in uniform, and he looked nice. So it's a nice lad, you know. She couldn't have picked anybody better. You don't drink a lot, you know, just having Batlins. She'd been all over the Far East, and she comes home and meets him in Batlins. I was going to say, that's all I was frightened of. She'd meet up with a Japanese, and they know my opinion of the Japs. Because the oldest lad, he does the karate. He's in Wiltshire, he's in the police force. He does karate, he's got his own schools, and he mixes with the Japs a lot. He never talks to me about them, because he knows I... Oh, bloody hell. I think the Japs are worse than the Germans, and the Germans are bad.
He plays
Oh, God, they're blood related. Some of them, I suppose the ordinary people, but the Japs, the old lot of them, never turn your back on them.
With the Italy youth, how they were, now they're all growing up.
Yeah. I think they'll, as soon as we drop all our arms, that's when they'll start. That's what happened last time, weren't it? They were. And the Japs, I think they're evil.
Oh, David said.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You do, right, it's a nice, neat one,
like
that, isn't it?
It's
better to wait and get something.
He hasn't seen anything new.
I've worn it before,
Look, it's that warm.
I was surprised.
Really cold.
When you came, I thought it would be a chatty up.
No. Well, that's what happened. I thought, oh, it's bound to be cold with all that cold.
That's only a fine one, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I rented one and then I bought one.
Like it's holy, what I call a holy one, yeah. You know, with plenty of holes.
And I got some paid, because I was paid for redundancy protection and everything.
Yeah, because I've got some holes.
And I says to her, oh, bugger, I'm going to pay that off. And then it becomes a loan. So I paid it in the November, 2nd of December, the announcement of redundancy, didn't they? And I've been paying it for 2 years then. I said, that's what I'm doing. Because I've got it paid for it.
PC is coming along with the film. It's see. You all enjoyed the talk, so I do hope you'll come along to see the film. It only takes about 20 minutes, and it's on security, you know, it's for your own benefit. Your date's in your diary. Your two outings, July the 15th and August the 13th. July the 15th and August the 13th. One's on a Wednesday, the other's on a Thursday. We're having hot cross buns, as usual, on April the 15th. July the 15th and August the 13th. One's on a Wednesday, the other's on a Thursday. Okay? The destination hasn't been decided yet. I've got to quote, but we have, there's plenty of time to pick that. The buses are booked, so we've got the outings. Your Easter fair will take place on April the 29th. Now, I've heard from Goldthorpe, I only heard this week, and the production they're doing is My Fair Lady. Now, we're hoping to go on the Thursday, March the 19th. The tickets, the balcony is £3, and the stalls are £2.50. And then there'll be your bus fare on top. So if any of you are interested, please give me your names this afternoon so I can get the tickets sorted out. Right? Now I'd like to read you this. What is a senior citizen? A senior citizen is one who was here before the pill, before television, frozen food, credit cards, and ballpoint pens. For us, time sharing meant togetherness. Not computers, and a chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware meant hardware, and software wasn't even a word. Teenagers never wore slacks. We were before pantyhose, drip-dry clothes, dishwashers, clothes dryers, and electric blankets. We got married first, and then lived together. How quaint can one be? Girls wore Peter Pan collars, and thought cleavage was something butchers did. We were before Batman, vitamin pills, disposable diapers, QE1, Jeeps, Peezers, instant coffee, and Kentucky Fried wasn't even thought of. In our day, cigarette smoking was fashionable. Grass was for mowing. Pot was something you cooked in. A gay person was the life of the party and nothing more. While AIDS meant beauty lotions or help for someone in trouble. We are today's senior citizens, a hardy bunch when you think of how the world has changed and of the adjustments we have had to make. How about that?
Thank you.
And don't forget, any of you would like to go to Goldthorpe, I'm taking names this afternoon. Thank you. Your rapport now, Mrs. on the pink, you've got the first one, love, to Mabel. Tin of salmon, the
first
one.
Oh, I love it.
Or whatever. UJCR15.
Oh, mate. Oh, you're
UJCR15.
Check me out before I start. Leave that Christmas pudding alone.
Get that Christmas pudding. Never comes in.
Then there again. What's that,
Sia? She's got the Christmas
pudding.
It's a little
tiny.
Sorry,
I know it's a little tiny.
Yeah,
but what this is it WA or COA, WA?
What you got?
It's you, you know. Go and get a prize then, my dog.
Why don't you get Christmas
pudding? Will you
like
the next
Christmas
one?
Pudding?
I do. I like it better than that.
You don't get Christmas pudding. Go and get Christmas pudding. You can't change it.
That's
Mrs. Christmas pudding there. Christmas is over.
Don't go, Flo, you've got a pound to come. MAB's got a pound, Flo, and DA.
They've got money, do they?
With MOB. DA, Doris. Flo, and Doris. Right, you ready for your next bingo?
It was. Oh, God. See you again. scones for tea.
You're
getting
your money back, what you're paying.
Go and change it then. That's all right. You're not, it's fattening.
So's them.
He don't know that. They went in the pilchards, but I don't like pilchards. I've got them for my daughter, but I don't know if she likes them.
Yeah.
She likes tuna.
And mackerel, you can get them at the tin as well.
I wish we did like them, because many a time you can make a meal of them.
Yeah. We all have dinner time, then we'll have dinner at tea time.
We don't have, I'm sure. Especially with us not eating fish.
Yeah, you don't eat fish.
Well, the only fish I say fish, it's seafood, is salmon.
Oh,
it's the only thing we eat.
Tin
salmon.
Well, you don't eat fish, but you like fish. Neither of you. Well, that's
true. Yeah, and my father would have fish every meal. Well,
and my daughter loves fish. Yeah. She loves it, but can never touch it. Fish to me was my mother making me sit at a table from dinner time to tea time to eat this fish for my dinner, and I wouldn't eat it. I tried it, but I used to dip. I just did not like fish. And whenever anybody talks of fish, it's just me sitting at the table from dinner time, and then she realised that I didn't like it.
I used to love fish. Yeah. When I was expecting our job, we used to go down to my aunt's for Maidenhead, and I used to pass these fish jobs and get some of those chips. Because I don't know why they've got coming kills at the fish job. Yeah. So why don't you use your pass? You're pregnant, you know, you're cooking, you're getting
it. That's right.
Because I'm not standing in a queue letting everybody know I'm pregnant. So he used to take me home, and then he used to go and stand in a queue.
Is this two? For two games? For two games?
Same as the first time.
And £6
for Alex. There's Alex there. He's doing this to me.
First number.
Oh, yeah.
2 and 8. 28. Are you playing, Mr.
Yeah, you're yeah. All right.
It's all right. You're all right, Evelyn.
There's always one.
Have you got the other half of this one, I think?
Yeah. Why?
I just wondered. I just asked them if you got the other half of this car.
Oh, I see. So there's only one of them.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get them like that.
Don't you like them that way?
I don't like them.
I'm always sitting thinking if I hadn't got them, I'd be thinking now, was it on the card I haven't got, you know?
Next number of the full house. By itself, number 5.
3030.
Both the ones, 11.
I've got no. I'll use it on the front and
foot. Part of it.
Neck and part of it,
got
sleeves, you know what I mean?
Mm. Well, you usually get fed up with signing in your bath for a while, don't you? Mm? You probably get fed up with signing and you won't do it for another 12 months.
Well, I think I'll turn around now to finish work.
Eh?
Now that I've finished work, I'll probably still
do it. All right, caravan season's coming, you won't be
doing it then.
Won't be doing now then.
I've got driving sometimes, so
it's very
well. Eh? Sometimes
I don't want
knitting
without else, but it's easier, isn't it? Yeah. Easier
just to pick up.
There we let her. We'll have to done it early tomorrow, won't we? She's coming tomorrow afternoon.
Oh.
Oh, darling.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Upper lazy river, happy.
I think we've got better go today then, don't you?
Well, she's not coming away tomorrow night, is she?
Afternoon.
Well, tomorrow afternoon.
I'm going to come at dinner time.
I want to go and have a look and see about some television, like, you know.
About what?
Some videos.
Yeah.